With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. 28 Oregon counties have moved to the next phase of coronavirus recovery, allowing winery tasting rooms to reopen. And Oregon Wine Board's Sally Murdoch says, since this is May, it's the perfect month, almost, for the reopening.
Oregon Wine Month is May, and for the time being, we kind of cheekily renamed it Oregon Inside Wine Month because we were enjoying wine inside, but now we'll just refer to it probably as Oregon Wine Month.
In addition to Oregon Wine Month, Murdoch says wine lovers will be rewarded with a special loyalty program called Oregon Wine Perks.
That is, people across the world who buy $250 in Oregon wines can send their receipts in, and mostly going to affect people that know they're traveling to Oregon, which who knows at this point. But people in Oregon that are buying Oregon wines, you become a part of this Vine Perks program, and then you unlock all these VIP experiences, and then you get to use those until April of next year.
But Murdoch says there's no rush.
Just trying to remind them to be real cautious and open when they're ready to pace they're comfortable with, and then also customers call before going out to wine country because so many would be coming from counties like Multnomah County where we still have a stay-at-home order. We still should be staying and not going to wine country necessarily. It's really the lifting of restrictions for people that live in the counties to be visiting wineries within those counties.
Murdoch reminds us all to be patient and err on the side of caution with a gradual return to normalcy. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, they're all the talk lately, those murder hornets.
Can you believe it? Living during a pandemic and 2020 is like, hold my beer, bring in the murder hornets. But this isn't a meme or the Hunger Games. Currently, no murder hornets, which are actually called Asian giant hornets, have been found in the U.S. or Canada in 2020. One nest and one dead hornet were found in the fall of 2019.
So there aren't any currently in Washington State, as far as we know, but do they really murder people in Asia?
There have been some casualties, but mainly the alert was to notify citizens so they could be on the lookout just in case. If you fear bees and wasps, now is the great time to learn how to identify bees versus yellow jackets versus the Asian giant hornet. There are great resources at both Oregon and Washington's Department of Ag. If you're homeschooling kids, try this as one of their STEM lessons. My nephew loved it.
Good, I'll sleep better. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.